friends. My name is Erica, and I'm Myron's sister, and I am representing the Brown family. First, we would like to thank Myron's wife, Kathy, for the love, care, and support that she provided to Myron during the terminal illness he had with stage 4 prostate cancer. We can't imagine your sacrifices while caring for Myron over the last 4 years. And we truly appreciate you and are grateful that God chose you for his wife and thankful that Myron had you and your cousin Carol by his side. In this time we share today, we remember Myron and celebrate his life. We will celebrate through music, stories, poems, and pictures. Tears, laughter, songs, and silence. Each of these shall offer us a medium for memory as we make Myron present with us. Some of you will remember him from the last time you saw him, and some of us will remember him from just 6 weeks ago. We'll not forget him in the times of strength and need, in his moments of joy, sadness, and pain. We'll remember him as he was, no more, no less. In remembering, we celebrate who he was and what his life meant and will always mean. We also come to mourn in the silent, empty spaces filled with his smiles, companionship, conversation, and then the loss of his physical presence. I hope that this poem reflects what Myron might have said to us before he passed. To the living, I am gone. To the sorrowful, I'll never return. To the angry, I was cheated. To the happy, I'm at peace. And to the faithful, I have never left. I cannot be seen, but I can be heard. So as you stand up on the shore, gazing at the beautiful sea, and as you look upon the flower and admire its simplicity, remember me. Remember me in your heart, your thoughts, and your memories of the times we loved, of the times we cried, the times we fought, the times we laughed. If you always think of me, I would have never gone. Myron was the 4th of 7 children. Myron had a very kind and quiet spirit. Most times you would never know that he was in the room. When we were kids, Myron was always with our mother. He was known as a mama's boy. Myron was very quiet and never got into arguments or fights with any brothers or anyone. He rarely got upset, even though his brothers and others teased him often. These are the memories and values that we cherished about Myron. Myron took pride in his career as a maintenance personnel and manager. He never missed work. Sometimes Myron worked 2 and 3 jobs at a time. He worked hard and he completed all the tasks to the best of his ability. Myron loved food, all types of food. When we were young, Myron was always the first to finish his meal and ready for seconds. He loved to barbecue and enjoyed smoking all kinds of meats, which he willingly did for family and friends. Even during Myron's illness, when we would talk, Myron would always ask, what did we cook and how did it taste? And he always wanted me to send pictures of whatever I cooked. We all know that Myron took pride in his appearance. He kept his hair and his beard trimmed regularly. Myron was a sharp dresser, and he always showed up in the latest fashion. We remember Myron during the times when he dressed like a rapper, chains and all. And I know we teased him a lot about this stage in his life. But overall, Myron always looked good from head to toe with matching glasses. Myron loved music, jazz, R&B, and rock. Growing up, Myron had an extensive collection of albums from all types of artists, and he always enjoyed going to concerts and just listening to music every day. With music came dancing, and anyone who knew Myron remembered him for his dancing. Growing up in East St. Louis, we didn't hit the clubs until 11 o'clock at night, and we danced the night away to the wee hours of the morning. And Myron was always the last one on the dance floor. Myron was a sports fanatic. He made sure to watch all sports, and he enjoyed talking to anyone and everyone about the players and the stats with his family and friends. We also knew not to call him if there was a game on, because we would not have his attention. At the end of Myron's life, when God called him home, I imagine that this is what the scenario would look like. God looked around his garden and found an empty place. He then looked down upon the earth and saw Myron's tired face. He put his arms around him and he lifted him to rest. God's garden must be beautiful because he always takes the best. He knew Myron was suffering. He knew Myron was in pain. He knew that Myron would never get well on earth again. He saw the road was getting rough and the hills were hard to climb. So he closed Myron's weary eyelids and whispered, "Peace be thine. It broke our hearts to lose you, but you didn't go alone, for part of us went with you the day God called you home. Myron, we love you, we'll miss you, but we know you're now at peace, and keep on dancing in heaven."